Many years ago, before the time of Jesus, there lived a king called Josiah. Josiah was a good king, and he tried hard to follow in God's ways. One day, Josiah noticed that God's temple was not looking very good. The walls and roofs needed fixing. They needed to clean and paint everything. "I will repair the temple," declared Josiah. "I will make it look beautiful again. Then the people will have a special place to worship God." Josiah hired carpenters and builders to do the work. During the repairs, one of the workers found something important in the temple. It was a special scroll that had been lost for years. He took it to the priest. "It is the long-lost scroll of God's laws," the priest shouted. "We must tell the king at once." King Josiah was very excited that the priest had found the scroll of God's laws. What a terrific treasure! They brought the scroll to the palace at once. The king asked his royal secretary to read it. The secretary began to read. The scroll told about the things God wanted his people to do. It told them how they should live. As the king listened, he started to tremble. He discovered that they were God's children. He learned how they should have been living. "We have not been following in God's ways," he cried. "We must change how we live." Josiah sent for five of his helpers. "Go and find out what God wants us to do," he ordered. The five men went to find a woman called Huldah who lived in Jerusalem. Huldah was a prophet and passed on God's messages to the people. Huldah told the men that God was going to punish the people because they had not followed in God's ways. The men took her message straight back to the king. Josiah knew that they needed to change their ways at once. He sent out letters commanding the people to come to the temple. When everyone had gathered, Josiah read God's law aloud to the crowd. Then he stood before the people and promised to follow in God's ways. The people agreed and did the same. From that day on, King Josiah and his people changed the way they lived. They turned and followed in God's ways.